Welcome to the podcast. My name is David Shannon, and these are the chats I wish I could have had with someone as I've created life as a full-time musician. If you're on that road and you need a friend, or you need to hear the same stories and struggles that you're going through from another human's mouth, you're in the right place. Connect with me at davidshannon.com and let's move you into that space where you're really thriving and sharing your gifts with the world. Let's go. All right, today we are talking about one of the most important things I feel about being in front of a crowd, and that is the feeling your vibe, not so much the music. And we'll dive into this a little bit in this podcast, but essentially there's a whole lot of things that contribute to the energy you give out through your music, through your voice, through your guitar, instrument, whatever that might be. But it's not actually the technical skills, it's the combination of your whole vibe, whether you want to be there or not, whether you've practiced or not, all of that gets summed into, if you like, an energy that gets sent out when you perform. So if you know you haven't practiced and you're a bit sketchy, and yes, absolutely, I've been there, we all have, then what actually gets, and it might be per song, it might be for the whole show, who knows, but if you're concerned because you know you haven't done the work on a certain song, that will come across in that song. If you've been working on a piece, a new tune, and you've really got it down, or you've got some new little arrangement or something that you're like, yeah, I can't wait to share it, then that vibe comes across. And in a way, this podcast came out of a conversation that happened, I think about it, it might even be about a year ago. And it was a friend, we were playing a gig, had a really good night, had a beautiful dance floor and great fun humans. And I love that my friend said this to me, but he's like, I can feel the difference between the songs you know and the songs you don't know, essentially. The songs where I needed to quickly grab lyrics as a kind of refresh, like, yep, this would be a great song in this current mix for this vibe, but I'm a little bit sketchy on it, like I don't necessarily play this a lot. And it was very interesting to me. It's something I've been aware of for a while. Some of you know I've dived into a lot of personal development and whether you call it spiritual or energy work or any of that sort of stuff, we get back what we give out, but it's not necessarily in a purely like time or effort kind of vibe. It's in an energy vibe. So coming back to the original chat of this podcast, is there are shows that I've gone to where the musician hasn't been that great, but man, it's a vibe. They're so excited to be on stage. They love being there. You can feel it. It's so much fun. And although there's a part of me that's like, oh, okay, that chord did not fit, or something. It's like, I would way rather be at that gig than at a gig of someone where it's like, you know what, everything was beautiful, the music was perfect, it was all perfectly in time, but you could just tell the person didn't want to be there. And in fact, another, I'm going to share a little story on this because it amused me a lot how it panned out, but I happened to wander into a bar in Auckland one night and I saw this duo playing. And I watched, stuck around and watched a few songs, but I could just tell they just didn't want to be there, or they were tired, or maybe something else was going on in their life. And really tight combo, like it was good music, and yet I'm going to say in the same sense it was terrible music, because you could just feel that there was no soul present. They were going through the motions, like, I've played this a bunch of times, you know, just want to get through the night. And I feel like we've all been there at different points. So, but I said to a friend, oh, I went and saw this band and just like, wow, like, they're pretty good. But I left because the vibe underneath it was, you know, not there. Like, it was bad as a result, which seems kind of strange. But I actually saw the same duo at an event not too long after, a month or two later. I was just blown away. Same duo, different setting, different day, but just such a vibe and so good. And it was hilarious to me to watch the difference. Like, I judged fully on that one night. I was like, man, that's just... It's just bad. I wouldn't hire them. I wouldn't want to go to a gig, even though they're good. And then to see them show up in a different way was really, really cool. So what's useful in this for you? Hopefully you've had some insights or moments, or just some recognition of being like, you know what, I've done both of those gigs. I've done the gig where I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't know how to change it. I'm just suffering through doing the gig, and I agreed to be here. I'm not feeling it. I'm not really getting any response, or there's no engagement. Okay, I just play some tunes, you know. How do you find the interest and have your own energy be present and alive and engaged? And there's a couple of things. One for me is, we're all going to go through this to some extent. That's the nature of how we are. And so there's a certain acceptance of, like, realizing you're in that space. And in a sense now, I'd say not actually trying to change it, just be like, oh, okay, I'm not feeling it. And, you know, I might not... It's like, it's the irony for me is when I accept that that's really where I'm at, I'm like, I'm not feeling it, and I'm going to be here anyway. I'm going to keep my commitment, and get a kind of curiosity of like, I wonder if I'll be not feeling it for the whole gig. That curiosity, through not trying to change, actually has me change, which... there's a whole nother podcast in itself, I suspect. But the thing that really shifts for me more than anything else is actually the lead up to the gig. Have I been doing some work on the show? Even if it's just like, oh, I'll tidy up that, or I'll work on remembering the lyrics for this particular song that I haven't played in a while, or that maybe I've added it in at some point from a random request and then I've kept playing it but it's a bit sketchy, or, you know, is there something I can do to craft a better show and put on a better, you know, be a better act? And the act of that leading up to any show, even if you don't get as much time as you thought, maybe you don't necessarily nail it, and it needs some work the next week to keep improving and get it to where you want to get to. The act of doing that work during the week and your intention and your time and energy going into doing the work for a good show, you'll have a much better show. Your energy will be in a very different place. And just to wrap up, one of the things that was very interesting for me, touring with Shimna again after 2 years of not playing, was our energy was great. We had a bunch of practices. We laughed at ourselves and surprised. I can't speak for you, Shim, but I surprised myself because of how many shows we played and touring and doing all that stuff together. There's a part of my mind that assumed or remembered those experiences and thought we'd be at the same level pretty much musically. And yet neither of us had really been playing a bunch of those tunes, or not in those arrangements at least as well. And so coming back, we had a bunch of practices, we got a bunch of things together, we spent time working on certain things. We ignored other things that we probably thought would be better. And, you know, we had some mishaps. We had some very interesting moments. But the energy and the vibe underneath that was like, we're so excited to play together, to, you know, little arrangements and little things that we've put in there. You're looking forward to playing them and having them work. And it's not necessarily that everything works perfectly, but you've put yourself through your actions in a space where your energy is excited for the gig to show and share what you've created and your gifts with your audience. So as usual, there have been a bunch of tangents, but I just trust that something in this will come out for you, that you'll get some value out of tuning in and listening and us connecting. So have a great week. Happy Monday. And we'll see you in next week's podcast.